Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, so there's a lot going on with the Bucks. There was a draft last night, and it sounds like these are two bigger dudes that can shoot. Good. We're happy. We got to figure out what's going on with Bogdanovich. Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel. I know what happened. And can I tell you this? No one else has reported this. I know what happened. I'm ready?
Go for it.
Okay. Here's what happened. So the Bucks and Kings agreed to this deal. Somehow it got out. I don't know how it got out. That part I don't know. But then I do know what happened in the last couple of days. There were some GMs that were like, whoa, sign and trade. Doesn't that have to wait a few days? I'm going to text Adam Silver and see what's up. And they text Silver and they say, hey, sign and trade? Bucks? Huh? And Silver goes, oh, I know. This is tampering and we can't do this. I'll call John Horst. So Silver calls John Horst and he says, John, dude, tampering. And Horst goes, yes, sir, I know, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Okay, we won't do it again, sir. And then they hang up and everything's good and it seems like it's over. Then Silver sits in his office and there's one phone in the corner of his office that only one person has the number for. And it's Pat Riley's phone. And he picks up the phone and he goes, Adam! What is going on? Giannis is supposed to come here. This is going to make Giannis not come here. Make this canceled. And then now everyone's got to retrack and backtrack to appease King Riley. Am I right?
I greatly enjoy that story.
It's true. It's true.
Well, and out of all the possibilities for what could have happened, I think there's a non-zero chance that could be exactly what happened.
Thank you. Everything down to the secret phone. Okay, if that's not... What did happen? What do you know? I don't know anything.
Man, I wish I knew more. This is the most ridiculous thing that I've dealt with while covering the Bucks, which said a lot.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, it kind of was weird on Tuesday morning when it's like, okay, this deal happened, but it can't happen because you can't talk to anybody. Then you're like, well, it's the NBA. Like, tampering happens, or there are workarounds. You know, Giannis and Bogdanovich are supposed to be, you know, somewhat tight. You know, maybe Giannis talked to him and said, hey, you know, we want the Bucks are going to do this sign and trade with you. You down for that? They can't talk to you. The Kings can't talk to you, but I can do whatever I want because I'm a player. Maybe that's what happened. Who knows? Like, you think, like, okay, like, I could see how that could work out and they could skirt tampering and whatever. And, you know, the big thing about all of this is that none of this would be an issue if someone didn't tell Woj. Who told Woj? Like that's the big question. Like, you know, I don't think it was someone in the Bucks front office. I know how tight-lipped they can be about even the most minor things. You know, even so now when you talk about the biggest thing that they're doing or one of the biggest things they're doing this offseason, like, I can't imagine they would let that out. Like, but could the pride of the moment, someone from the Bucks be like, oh, yes, we did it. Like, could someone have done that? Maybe. I mean, when you deal with the Kings, a franchise that I think is pretty well known for not being the best run, when you're dealing with the Kings, like, could someone from the Kings have talked? Could it be an agent for someone involved? I don't know. I don't know who it is, but that getting out there, I mean, Woj did his job. If you're a journalist, you get information, you put it out there. Like, that, you don't have to protect anybody. They gave it.
Unless you're Bob Woodward, but go on.
Well, yeah, a little bit, yeah, that's a whole other story. But, you know, he put it out there. And so suddenly, like, everyone in the league takes notice, and, you know, that is a kind of weird, fishy situation. And now we're getting conflicting reports of, like, okay, but Bogdanovich has no interest in Milwaukee. He's going to hit the open market. And also, like, you know, Brian Windhorst goes on ESPN last night. He's like, he definitely wants to be in Milwaukee, but there's been no conversation. It's like, okay, so we don't really know. Like, and the people who do know more than we do right now, they have no incentive to say anything because all it's going to do is look bad. And all it's going to do is potentially torpedo this thing even further and create a situation where one or both teams could face penalties. So no one's going to talk about it. I can't imagine it's in anyone's best interest to clarify anything right now or even maybe into the future. So we're going to be waiting at least until Friday when free agency opens, when the Bucks and Kings can, you know, actively talk to Bogdanovich and see if they can work something out. And even then, like, is there enough of a paper trail at that point that the league will be like, you know what, we know what you did, and, you know, once we look at your records, like, you know, we're gonna avoid this. I don't know. So we're still in limbo, and I think it's going to be like that for a few days.
You know, so I did something amazing. I put my phone in a different room for 6 hours yesterday.
That's wonderful.
It was crazy, but then when I picked it up at like 6:30, then I was trying to catch up on what the hell was happening, and I saw that everybody was so upset about, you know, Bogdanovich, and this is what it's like to be a Bucks fan, and, you know, woe is us, and all that stuff. And so I'm trying to put in positive vibes into the atmosphere, and I'm trying to say he will be a Buck. We can't be, you know, the woe is me franchise anymore. We got to be aggressive. I think it does happen. I don't know if it's Friday. Maybe they do it Saturday or Sunday to continue the, you know, the charade. Okay, but what I am worried about, slightly, is that Adam Silver has the power to say no to this, and that would end me with basketball. And we're worried about that because of what happened with Chris Paul and the Lakers. But dude, LeBron and AD tampered with each other for a year. The draft, the All-Star Draft show, they joked about how AD was coming to the Lakers eventually. So why is this case different? Oh, I know why it's different, because Giannis is involved and everybody's mad about that he might sign here. But should I worry that the NBA would do something so drastic other than, like, oh, you can't have a second round pick in 2048?
Well, it's hard to take away first round picks from the Bucks, because they don't really have any. So I mean, if you're gonna be taking stuff away, it's like, well, too bad, we already got rid of them. So it's like the kid who
earned it. There you go.
It's like the kid who already cleaned his room when his parents go tell him to clean his room. He's like, ha, I already did it. you know, but the thing with this situation that's different is that there's no rules about players tampering with each other. There's no rules about, you know, a guy signing with an agent who is also the agent of another player on a different team and then, you know, using that person to talk to each other. Like, there's no rules about that. But there are rules about team personnel, like front office people, ownership, stuff like that, talking to and about opposing players or even their own players during a period where no one's supposed to be talking to and about players and their representatives. So, you know, the big question here is, yes, all this looks bad, you know, publicly, but is there a paper trail? Did they have these conversations, like, you know, in email and text? Did they have them at all? You know, did anyone from the Kings or the Bucks talk to Bogdanovich or his agent in a way that could be considered tampering? And the NBA will get that information. Like, they will do an investigation behind the scenes, and they'll be able to say yes or no, like, this is tampering, and they'll have to decide whether or not there is something to be levied, you know, in the situation. You know, that's the main difference here. If all of it was done by, like, Giannis, or, you know, there, you know, it could be other people who might have been friendly with them or friendly with the agents, third parties might have gotten involved. Who knows? If that's the case, then maybe, you know, they found a way to skirt the whole issue. Maybe, you know, they will be able to say, yes, we did some tampering, okay. But at the end of the day, he said, no, I don't want to do that anymore. And then we went into the free agency process, and we convinced him then. We convinced him when we were allowed to slap us on the wrist, but let it go through. Like, there's just so many moving pieces here that, like, it's so hard to speak definitively. But the NBA, I feel pretty strongly that they will, like, do an investigation and get to the bottom of what happened. And they, at least they will have to be transparent at some point. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I think, you know, we'll see. It might be days or weeks, but I think we'll eventually figure out, at least generally, what happened.
Talking with Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Matt_Velasquez. There was also a draft last night, which if you're, you know, not panicked about this situation, the Bucks got some guys that I think can contribute. Now, it's very confusing. And this is one of the problems with the NBA is that, you know, oh, where this trade gets leaked, well, what's to stop another team from having a better offer? Also, you watch the draft, you don't know who the hell is drafting who or where they're going. RJ Hampton's dad is throwing a hat across the room that says Bucks on it before he goes and picks it back up. But Jordan Wara will be a Buck, number 45. They traded for that. And then Sam Merrill's going to come here too. Both of these guys, Matt, I mean, a long story short, they're guys a little more mature. What is Merrill, like 27, 20, 35?
Yeah,
old.
Basically.
But they're guys that can shoot, and I think they can contribute right away. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the Bucks draft like last night in a nutshell. They wanted guys who could shoot the ball and help right now, which makes sense. Like, that's what they need. They always need more guys who can shoot. You know, so if you get a bunch of guys who are considered among the best shooters in this draft class, you know, in the second round, I mean, including with the last pick, you know, Sam Merrill, I saw on some, you know, draft boards and, you know, different people's rankings, he was, like, in the 30s in some of them. Like, people thought he was really good. He could be, like, you know, somebody who, you know, is shades of like, a Korver or a Redick or a Duncan Robinson or anybody like that. Like, I mean, if you can get even, like, 90% of Duncan Robinson, like, at the 60th pick, that's incredible. You know, even, like, 75% is probably really good. I think that's what they're going for. Obviously, their title contention window is now. Like, you don't need guys who you're going to be staffing in Europe or, you know, grooming for the next few years. Like, nothing matters until you figure out this year. And so bringing in two guys who are seasoned, who are mature, who look like they can play right away and should have a translatable shooting skill, if you're a Bucks fan, I think that's what you want.
So let's say everything goes through. You got the two draft picks here. You got Drew Holiday coming aboard. You got Bogdanovich. He'll come aboard. And then you've got like 6-7 other roster spots. Do we expect guys that are like the Connaughtons and Sterling Browns of the world? Do we think they'll be back in a uniform? Are we going to have to wait until like December 17th before they sign some guys to veteran minimums? How do we see the rest of this month playing out?
I mean, I think it's going to be fast and furious, faster than free agency normally does. I mean, with training camp starting on December 1st, teams are going to kick into overdrive, and they're not going to be waiting, you know, months and months. Same with players. Like, they're not going to hold out and be like, oh, well, I'm going to wait for like, the perfect offer to mid-December. Like, that, like, guys are going to have to decide quickly whether it's from the player side or the team side. So I think it's going to come, like I said, fast and furious. I think guys are going to have to make decisions. Once free agency opens, I mean, John Horst is going to be really busy trying to fill those veteran minimum spots and maybe be able to use some of that taxpayer mid-level exception to bring somebody in for more than a minimum or split between two guys to try and get two people at a little bit more than the minimum. It's going to be tough. And then there's a long list of free agents. There's a lot of options to choose from. It's just a function of, you know, everybody's trying to get their roster filled out in a super short period of time. So you need to be able to, you know, convince the guys you want and then, you know, pivot when guys go different ways.
It's going to be wild. We will rely on you for the coverage. Matt, appreciate your time. Have a blessed weekend.
I will absolutely do my best.
See you, Matt.
See ya.
Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez, Twitter, Journal Sentinel, newspaper, jsonline.com, website. Check him out there. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, and I'm telling you this because he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. So a reminder, if you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.